This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein.
Tuesday, January 9th. God's word for you today is His praise. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 21, and it says, "Glory to Him in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, forever and ever. Amen." We're still on the question, why church? Remember, the longer we stay with the question, the deeper our revelation. So why church? Why do we exist? Beginning today, we will be looking at four main reasons why we exist. The first is, we exist to celebrate God's presence, worship. When we gather, we celebrate the presence of our King, our God, and our Maker. The second reason is, we exist to communicate God's presence, evangelism, and to talk about the good news of Jesus Christ. The third reason is, we exist to educate God's people, discipleship. And the fourth reason is, we exist to demonstrate God's power, fellowship. We see that numbers 1 to 4 point to God. We exist for God. It is all about Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. We exist to celebrate God's presence. Worship is the expression of our devotion to God. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 38 says, Jesus replied, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. It is one thing for something to be the first, but it is another thing for it to be the greatest. The first child of a family is not necessarily the greatest child of a family. The first thing is not necessarily the greatest. But when it comes to loving the Lord, our God, it is the first and it is the greatest. The truth is that everybody is worshiping something. Some people worship their electronics, their social media page, their cars, their spouse, or their children. And some worship their bank accounts. They sleep and wake up checking the balance. We are all worshiping something, but the only person that is worthy of our worship is Jesus. Matthew chapter 4 verse 10 says, "Worship the Lord your God and serve Him only." In this scripture, we see the two components of engagement with God. The first is worship, and the second is serving. And we see that worship comes before service. Should you serve God? Yes, but you should worship God first. Very often, we get so busy serving God that we do not have the time to worship Him. Just love Him. Just worship Him. John chapter 4 verse 23 reveals the Father's heart to us. True worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship Him that way. Let me share a huge secret of my life with you. If you are a worshipper, God will find you. People can stay up all night having vigils, looking for God and seeking His intervention. But if you sit in your corner, worshiping with a heart of worship, the God that everybody is looking for will come into your room and sit with you. Let us pray. Father, help me fulfill your purpose for my life. For your praise, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.